from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Pakistan says it has successfully tested a ballistic missile with capability to carry both nuclear and conventional warheads to a range of 2,750 kilometers. Army officials say this is the first time they have tested a missile with this range. In a statement, the military's media wing said Monday's test launch of the Shaheen 3 missile was meant to validate various design and technical parameters of the weapon system at a maximum range. Several women's rights activists were detained in China over the last week. They're the latest targets in a widening crackdown on freedom of speech in the country. Shannon Van Zandt reports.
China arrested 10 women's rights activists in the lead-up to International Women's Day on Sunday. Five were released after questioning by police, and five are still in custody. William Ni is a China researcher with Amnesty International and says the arrests are the latest sign of China's widening crackdown.
We're witnessing just an across-the-board crackdown on NGOs, civil society, especially the links between international agencies that fund human rights work.
The arrest came as Chinese legislators reviewed the first national law against domestic violence during the National People's Congress. The new bill defines domestic violence for the first time. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
A senior Nigerian military official said today a joint offensive by neighboring Chad and Niger targeting Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria is consistent with the understanding that there should be no hiding place for terrorists. The troops from Chad and Niger launched their offensive early Sunday in Nigeria's Borno State. You're listening to VOA News. Doctors in Zambia say newly elected President Edgar Lungu needs treatment abroad for a condition that caused him to collapse in public on Sunday. The Zambian president's office said Mr. Lungu is suffering from achalasia. It's an illness that leads to narrowing of the food pipe and complications that can include chest pain and difficulty in swallowing food and water. A statement Monday said doctors have recommended that the president undergo a high-tech medical procedure that is not available in Zambia and have referred him for specialized treatment abroad. U.S. President Barack Obama says American and Iranian negotiators have narrowed their differences over Iran's nuclear program, but says he is prepared to end negotiations if no acceptable deal can be reached. Mr. Obama spoke in a pre-recorded interview that aired on Sunday on the CBS public affairs show Face the Nation. Meanwhile, Iran has steadfastly insisted its nuclear program is peaceful and is limited to developing energy for civilian use. Indian Prime Minister Modi heads to three small neighboring Indian Ocean nations Tuesday as he seeks to ramp up New Delhi's influence along a strategic maritime route where China's presence has been growing. Anjana Pasricha reports.
The first stop for Prime Minister Modi will be Seychelles. From there, he travels on to Mauritius and Sri Lanka. Indian Foreign Secretary Subramaniam Jaishankar says New Delhi wants to tap on the substantive goodwill for India in these countries.
We are looking at our visit, our interests, the possibilities of our cooperation with these countries. And we are very bullish about where we see these relationships going.
Mr. Modi will focus on boosting maritime ties as India seeks to become the main security provider in the Indian Ocean region. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
An independent commission concluded Monday that disgraced American cyclist Lance Armstrong would not have won seven straight Tour de France titles without top cycling officials covering test results showing he was injecting steroids to boost his performance. The Independent Reform Commission said that key officials with the sport's governing body, the International Cycling Union, played roles in hiding Armstrong's doping, including past presidents. Two Swiss pilots today set off an attempt to fly around the world in a solar-powered airplane. The Solar Impulse 2 took off from Abu Dhabi just after dawn. It will have stopovers in India, Myanmar, and China before crossing the Pacific Ocean and flying across the United States. On its five-month journey of 35,000 kilometers, the engines will be powered only by solar energy. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.